In their piece, The New Asylums, How Utah Traps the Mentally Ill Behind Bars, Deseret News reporters Daphne Chen and Mackenzie Romero write that nearly 70 people who are supposed to be receiving mental health treatment are instead being held in Utah jails. Utah State Hospital, the only institution in the state that can treat these individuals, has a months-long waiting list. Chen says at the time the article was written this May, Utah inmates faced the longest wait by far when compared with six neighboring states.
Colorado takes about 17 days. Several places like Arizona don't have any waiting lists at all. And in comparison, in Utah, it takes several months to get there, about 5 months right now.
According to state documents reviewed in their piece, 20% of the state's mental health spending goes towards competency restoration. This is about $20 million per year spent on rehabilitating inmates so they can go to court after their mental health has worsened, rather than providing preventative care at an earlier time. Romero and Chen tell the story of 31-year-old Matthew Hall, a father of two who spent months waiting to be admitted to the Utah State Hospital.
His condition was worsening clearly very quickly. I mean, the jail records show that very soon after he was there, the guards were worried about him, that he was zombie-like at times. The judge eventually ordered him to get treatment, mental health treatment, at the Utah State Hospital. But from that point on, he waited and waited and waited because they could not find a bed for him. It took about 6 months, and this entire time, the jail logs show that he is just getting even worse.
One night, he attempted suicide by repeatedly smashing his head against the wall of his cell. He died of his injuries before he could receive mental health treatment. In May, 35 individuals were waiting to be placed in one of the 100 beds in the Utah State Hospital. According to Chen, officials at the Disability Law Center say the lack of early intervention is a key component of this problem.
The idea is to find them earlier, to intervene earlier, and get them moving on an upward trajectory instead of that decline that we see while incarcerated.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.